Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University, with History in Pictures. Sir Henry Irving, the foremost actor in Victorian England from 1866 to 1902, was the first actor to be knighted. As the premier actor and director of the Royal Lyceum Theatre, Irving produced plays known for their lavish spectacle and melodrama. And his major achievement was in presenting a play as a unified whole, using the music, lighting, costume, sets, and characterization to support the text and author's intent. This revolutionary approach gave Irving a permanent place in theater history. But he was most famous for his Shakespearean roles. Here, Edwin Long's portrait captures Irving in one of his most successful characters, Richard III, Duke of Gloucester, the evil younger son who plots and murders his way to the throne of England. The medieval costume of dark, rich fabrics, along with Irving's nervous gesture and shifting sideways glance, are meant to reflect the evil cunning of Richard's character and his guilty conscience. Irving's slight stoop reflects Richard's physical deformity, described as a crooked back with his left shoulder higher than his right. Portraits of actors in costume were common during the 1800s, and Irving was painted many times. When this work was first exhibited at London's Royal Academy in 1878, it was considered the best portrait yet painted of the popular actor. History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit bjumg.org.